despite finding some significant raises for workers at the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library. A recent arbitration decision also leaves many issues unresolved, according to the workers' union. Canadian Union of Public Employees, CUPE, Local 905 released a statement on Tuesday evening, Feb. 6, in response to the binding decision released by the Board of Arbitration on February 1. That decision implements the first collective agreement for the workers for 2 years until February 1, 2026, and provides raises of 3% per year for 3 years, 2023, 2024 and 2025. In addition to targeted hourly increases for certain positions ranging from $0.21 to $3.57. We appreciate that the arbitration board has recognized the substantial wage gaps that have existed at BWGPL. At the same time, they acknowledge that further adjustments are necessary, a fact that the employer failed to address during negotiations, said Wendy Zwall, bargaining unit chair. The workers had been dealing with uncertainty since being mandated back to work on October 4 after the Ontario Labour Relations Board, OLRB, agreed on September 29 to grant the employers, the library, request for arbitration of the workers' first collective agreement, putting an end to the 71-day strike, which began on July 21 when negotiations came to a head. We are disappointed that a fair settlement could not be negotiated and that a decision was imposed on the workers, depriving them of their right to vote on their first collective agreement, said Catherine Gerzachak, president of CUPE 905. Arbitration was an expensive process for the employer to go through to find out that their lowest-paid workers were, and will continue to be, underpaid. Lack of respect and fair wages were issues that led to the strike and are still unresolved. This sets the stage for the next round of bargaining, which will come in advance of the 2026 municipal elections. Throughout negotiations, wages had remained a sticking point, with the union requesting a wage increase of $1.35 per hour per year for 2 years for library workers, and the employer instead proposing an 11% wage increase staggered over 4 years. BWGPL workers will continue in our commitment to provide the best library service possible to our community with skill and compassion. We truly hope that we will be able to work, grow and thrive in a healthy workplace, said Zwall. However, whether this can be realized will depend greatly on the choices made by the town, the library board and by our CEO. In a statement released Thursday, Matthew Corbett, library chief executive officer, thanked staff for their commitment and patrons for their support. We value the contributions and unwavering dedication of employees and look forward to continuing to work together and ensuring a healthy and positive workplace, he said. We remain committed to providing a positive, neutral, and welcoming environment for all staff and patrons. In the meantime, the union filed an application with the Ontario Superior Court of Justice on October 31 seeking a judicial review of the OLRB decision to send negotiations with the employer to arbitration. CUPE wants the library's request for arbitration to be dismissed and the OLRB decision quashed, but the union has no anticipated timeline for when the court will make a determination on the application.